it was a good result. You know, they're great champions, and you can't take that away from them. But our, the quality of our play was good, but not brilliant. It was effective. I thought we got it right. You know, they're worthy champions, and we were just a wee bit overawed by them a little bit in the first half hour. But we got onto them at half time to say, look, we have to have self-belief. You know, we've lost one game in 20, and we have to believe that we can beat Dundalk, because believe to achieve, I keep saying that to them, you're not going to win anything or make any progress if you don't believe in yourselves. And you've seen the second half, the commitment. I'm not saying there was massive amount of quality there, but the endeavour and the commitment and the restricting their space, the intelligence of our tactics, all of those things. And when you look at Barry McNamee, he's just like poetry in motion. He's like a poet laureate. He's unbelievable. And then Ryan McBride, he couldn't breathe. He had a flu. We tried to hide that from them. And he was vomiting at half-time, and he couldn't breathe, and they took him off. And then he came on and scored from a corner. It was unbelievable.
When you come in at the break, they kind of had maybe caught you with a sucker punch with their goal. But you come in at the break level. What are you saying at half-time to the players?
I told them we don't deserve to be level. I told them that we're second best. You want to always be second best. You can't always be second best. You have to, you know, show the fans that came to watch you tonight, the supporters, try, that you have got it inside of you. And they're humble lads, and they give everything they have in the second half. And I think overall, 3-1 maybe was a bit flattering, but I felt that they deserved to just about win the game.
Three good games so far. What do you take from them, apart from the points?
You know,
it's a good ground and a good start.
I watched Dundalk Limerick game there this morning and last night, and Limerick are a fantastic team. We've got a really tough match next Tuesday. We need to prepare for that. But Drogheda's first, and here, if we can sort of get acclimatised to the environment and the surroundings of the stadium here, and then use it as our fortress. I know it's a cliche, but we need to capitalise on everything that we have, and we're going to make this our temporary home, but we have to make it a home that brings benefits to what we do, and I think we can achieve that if we do it the right way.